Case number 12896, Barbara J. Hitch Trust seeks variances from the lot width and lot area requirements for proposed lots and from the front yard and side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The properties are located on the southwest side of Seaford Road, approximately 0.06 miles from Johnson Oakles Road. The 91 address is 26706 and 26718 Seaford Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 163 and 164. The applicant is seeking a 45-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for Lot A, a 44.8-foot variance from 150-foot lot width requirement for Lot 4A. They are also seeking 11,646 square foot variance from the 32,670 square foot lot size requirement for Lot A, 11,686 square feet variance from the 32,670 square foot lot size requirement for Lot 4A. Staff added a request for a 3.9-foot from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming dwelling on Lot 4A. It was built in the 1950s per county records, and a 31.1-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling on Lot 5A. That dwelling was built in the 1930s per county records. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants Wayne Turner in his capacity as substitute trustee of the revocable trust agreement of Barbara J. Hitch and Brian Turner. Wayne Turner is in attendance this evening, and Mr. Sharp, if possible, I'd like to have him sworn in at this time.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Wayne A. Turner, 10472 St. Croix Lane, Manassas, Virginia.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
As Ms. Norwood stated, we are seeking several variances this evening. Variances from the minimum lot width requirement of 150 feet for both parcels, from the minimum lot area requirement for both parcels as well. This is for purposes of a boundary line adjustment. We're seeking to bring the existing structures into compliance with the zoning code and to cure the existing encroachment onto Lot 5A. As mentioned, although not required for the boundary line adjustment, in order to clean up the properties, the staff has requested that the board consider the additional variances from the front yard setback requirement for Lot 5A and the side yard for Lot 4A. The properties are located at 26706 and 26718 Seaford Road in Seaford, Sussex County, Delaware. Parcel 163 is known as Lot 5A, and 164 is Lot 4A. These lots are part of the Florence E. Johnson subdivision, which was created in approximately 1947. Most of the lots in this subdivision are only 70 feet in width and contain approximately 14,000 square feet of land. Property is located in the AR1 zoning district. Both properties are currently improved with existing non-conforming structures and accessory non-conforming dwellings and existing accessory structures as well. They both have on-site water and septic systems. These properties are unique. Their current lot width for Lot 5A is 140.2 feet, and the lot area is 28,012 square feet, or 0.643 acres of land. The current lot width for Lot 4A is 70 feet, and the lot area is 14,027 square feet, or 0.322 acres of land. As you can see, Lot 4A is very narrow. Due to the narrowness of Lot 4A, the existing improvements encroach into the side yard setback as well as onto Lot 5A. We are seeking this evening to adjust the boundary line between Lots 5A and 4A to bring those existing improvements into compliance with the zoning code and also to cure this encroachment. Based on the boundary line adjustment plan, the proposed lot width for lots 5A and 4A is 105.2 feet and 105 feet respectively. The proposed lot area of lots 5A and 4A is 21,024 square feet or 0.483 acres of land and 20,984 square feet or 0.482 acres of land. Although lots 5A and 4A are existing non-conforming lots in the Florence C. Johnson subdivision with non-conforming improvements, it's necessary to obtain these variances in order to adjust the boundary line between the lots and again bring the lots into compliance with the current code. So we're seeking a 44.8 foot variance from the 150 foot minimum lot width requirement for lot 5A, a 45 foot variance from the 150 foot lot width requirement for lot 4A, 11,646 square foot variance from the minimum lot area of 32,670 square feet for lot 5A, and an 11,686 square foot variance from the minimum lot area of 32,670 square feet for lot 4A. And in addition to that, to bring these properties, to clean them up and bring them, all of the improvements on the properties into compliance with the current code. We're seeking a 31.1 foot variance from the front 40 foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling on lot 5A and a 3.9 foot variance from the 15 foot side yard setback requirement for lot 4A. That's a lot. However, the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness of these properties and not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning ordinance or code in the neighborhood or district in which these properties are located. These properties cannot be otherwise developed. These lots were created in approximately 1947, as far as I could see, and the existing improvements have been in their current location for a very long time. As Ms. Norwood had stated. As a result of such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning ordinance or the code, and therefore the variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicants. The applicant's mother purchased Lot 4A in 1977, and then she, her husband, and Brian Turner purchased Lot 5A in 2002 with existing improvements. Thus, the applicants did not construct the improvements, nor did they have any control over the size of the lots. They were also unaware of the zoning violations. Once discovered, when they were applying to the boundary line adjustment, the applicants promptly filed for variances to adjust the boundary line between the lots in order to bring the properties into compliance with the zoning code and to cure the encroachment onto lot 5A. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which their property is located, will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The improvements have been in their current locations for a very long time, and to my knowledge, there has been no complaints about them. And again, the majority of the lots in the Florence E. Johnson subdivision, as well as the surrounding area, don't comply with the current zoning code requirements. They don't meet the minimum 150 foot lot width or the minimum lot size requirement. Most of the lots are only 70 feet wide and contain approximately 14,000 square feet of land. Thus, the proposed lot width and area is significantly greater than what exists in the surrounding area. The variances, if authorized, represent the minimum variances that will afford relief and represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. The applicants seek only the minimum variances necessary, again, to bring the existing improvements into compliance with the code and to cure that encroachment onto Lot 5. At this point in time, I would like to ask Mr. Turner to come back to the podium. And Mr. Turner, you have heard the representations that I've made to the board this evening.
And sounds right to me.
Do you believe them? To the best of your knowledge? To the best of your knowledge, do you believe that they are true and correct?
Yes.
Is there any additional information that you'd like to present to the board for their consideration?
No, but I'm open to answering any questions.
Okay, well, Thank you, Mr. Turner. And we, of course, are available for any questions that the board may have, and we thank you for your consideration of our multiple requests.
Questions?
Can you point out to me where the setback variances are needed?
The setback variances, so for purposes of the boundary line adjustment, I only would have needed a variance if there was an encroachment into the side yard setback where we're moving the line. But in order to, since we're here, and I agree with the staff that it makes sense to clean up the non-conforming status. So as far as the front yard setback requirement, that's on lot 5A, so that's the left lot, mm-hmm. and it's the front yard. So it's that overhang, I don't know if we have any pictures.
Is that what OH stands for, overhang? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's a pretty significant with
Is that like a carport columns. Or something like that?
Yeah. Explain everything.
Okay.
this structure is a lot older than the house over here. This used to be a gas station way back before 1966. It's 57 years ago is when we moved there. So this was a restaurant. So this was a double lot that was going to this gas station, and I'm assuming the same person owned all of this. But as you can see right here, the property line is right at the back step. So I'm hoping to basically buy my brothers out for this property and move into it. So I wanted more property here to be able to put a garage here. So that's why I was looking at 35 feet, because I wanted to keep this within compliance as much as possible for whoever acquires this property and make this more reasonable as opposed to 70 feet across the front. So this is an overhang from an old gas station. This is a dilapidated property. Nobody lives there. The trust owns all of this, these three lots side by side. So I don't know what the status is going to be of this property, but we're basically going to liquidate the trust. And whatever happens here, I'm assuming some flipper is going to probably hound me to death about it, you know, to buy it. But this is all going to be torn down, I guarantee it, because it's the guy that came out from the county to do an assessment. It was in the middle of like July, I think, or what it was, but he asked me if he could park his car under there. And I said, well, go right ahead, but I'm going to tell you that's a risk because it's looking like it's about ready to fall over. So,
all right.
I don't know what else I can tell you.
So we got front yard setbacks on that thing.
Correct.
What else do we have?
And then we have the side yard on lot 4A. It's 12.1 feet.
Okay.
And it should be 15.
Got it. Okay.
So that's your 3.9 there.
All right. I'm straight now.
I'm sorry. Nothing has been on this property here. I don't know what they did here because, I mean, I can't remember when they moved out, what happened there. But nothing has changed on this property in 57 years. So this is the way it was when we moved in, and I can't change it because the property next door here would definitely complain, and they would their property probably isn't in compliance either.
A lot of many non-conforming lots and structures in that area.
Mr. Orfel, one of the reasons we seek the, and I know Ms. Burton was talking about this, the side, the front yard, is because even though those structures aren't moving, when we adjust the lot lines like that or create a subdivision, in some cases, the structures have to comply with the new setbacks, even if they're really not changing the location of the structures. So this is a part of that, and also to clean up the record, as Ms. Burton stated.
And I did say 3.9, but I think it's 2.9.
Okay, 2.9.
That adds up to 16. Not a mathematician.
Mr. Sharp, anything?
I take it there's been no complaints about the location of these structures
no,
or anything.
Actually, one of the neighbors, he wants the people who used to own this property here as, you know, this double lot, they already approached me. They want to buy it back. They lost it under foreclosure. they want to get it back. So I told them that I was planning on getting a change to the boundary line to try to help this property here. This property has plenty of space, even though it's still short 10 feet from the...
Yeah, it looks like what you're doing is you're taking from 5A to make 4A larger, and you're creating lots
correct.
That are similar in size, and they're almost
correct.
Identical.
I didn't want to be, you know, I'm like, even though I'm looking at my, you know, brothers buying them out for this property here, I'm like, well, I wanted to be reasonable, so that's why I'm like, well, let me just make both properties even. And before I did that, I did research to find out where the wells were and where the septic and drain field was. The well on this property is right up here in the corner of this building. And the septic is out in here, and the septic for this one, all of that's in compliance with what they were, the current conditions when all that stuff was put in. So when I projected this, nothing is in this area out here that's going to be affected. So that's why I'm like, okay, that made it easy for me, because I was really worried about the well crossing the property line.
The other question I had was looking at Seaford Road there, how far is that overhang from the actual paving of the road? It looks like there might be a gap there, but I can't tell how much that is.
This one here?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty significant.
I mean, there's a dotted line that appears to be closer to the property line. I see where it says gravel.
Wait a minute, right here it says 8.9 feet.
I think that's from the...
To the edge of the road. Or no, to the property line.
Property line. So what I'm looking is from the property line to the road.
It's going to be a little bit more than that, because the stops for the survey was about 3 feet, 3 to 5 feet off the road.
Okay, so there's a gap of 3 to 5 feet from your property line to the edge of paving thing. Okay.
These lots have not been surveyed in so long. All the neighbors around there were extremely surprised as to where the property lines were, the markers when the surveyor put them in.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
That conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Can I have a seat?
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else on the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12896 for Mrs. Barbara Hitch Trust and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12896 for Barbara Hitch Trust. For the requested variances, pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique conditions due to its unique history and development, and due to the small size of the smaller lot. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second, Dr. Carson. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too. A vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Nay.